He guessed the wound had occurred when Elias's watch had been pulled off. He studied the wound closely. There was no blood in the track. It was a clean, white laceration along the surface of the dark skin, yet it seemed deep enough to have drawn blood. He thought about this for a moment. There were no shots to the heart, only to the head. The blood displacement from the wounds indicated the heart had continued to pump for at least several seconds after Elias had gone down. It would seem that the shooter would have yanked the watch off of Elias's wrist very quickly after the shooting. There was obviously no reason to hang around. Yet the scratch on the hand had not bled. It was as if it had occurred well after the heart had stopped pumping.